help us lead the way.
Tell a friend.
We are WS Radio.
WSRadio.ws.
The worldwide leader in internet talk.
This is Jacqueline Marcel, the author of Elder Rage, and your host for Coping with Caregiving. Be sure to check out my website, elderrage.com. There's two R's in there, which has so many valuable resources for caregivers. You can also see a list of my upcoming guests for this program. Now, stay tuned, because coming up next, we're going to be speaking with the founder of poemsforyou.com. That's Kristen Johnson. And she's a journalist and an award-winning poet and a short story writer and a full-time caregiver. Through journaling, she helps others express their emotions, which promotes healing and healthy relationships. So I urge you to check out her website, poemsforyou.com, and stay tuned to meet Kristen. This is Jacqueline Marcel, the author of Elder Rage, or Take My Father, Please, How to Survive Caring for Aging Parents. If you're coping with caregiving now or think it is just about to befall you, you just have to read my book so you don't needlessly go through all the pitfalls that I did. It's a tough subject, but I promise laughter out loud as you learn everything you ever wanted to know about elder care but were afraid to ask. After you learn how I solved the seemingly endless crisis, I include answers to the toughest caregiving questions, tons of resources, and an enlightening chapter by a renowned dementia specialist, A Physician's Guide to Treating Dementia, which makes Elder Rage valuable for everyone from the family to the physician. I am honored that Elder Rage has received 45 prestigious endorsements, including Hugh Downs, Regis Philbin, Dr. Dean Adele, Duke University, and Johns Hopkins Memory Clinic. For more information that may change your life, please log on to elderrage.com.
Hello, I'm Lee Mirabal, Director of Programming and Sales here at WS Radio. I want to thank you for listening and fill you in on a few important facts. We've just reached our 1,000,000th listener and now broadcast 37 unique shows. If you have an idea for a show, we'd like to hear from you. Our weekly lineup is booked, but we do have nights and weekends available. Click the Host Wanted banner on the WS Radio homepage for more information. If you want to increase sales of a product or service, there are some powerful reasons to consider advertising with WS Radio. First, unlike traditional radio, our audiences are highly targeted, online, and ready to order, and we guarantee the number of listeners that will hear your commercial. Bottom line, advertising on WS Radio works. For a limited time, there are some very attractive, low-cost offers for first-time advertisers. Find out more by clicking on the Advertise link on the top of our homepage. Again, we thank you for listening to WS Radio.
Are you sick and tired of watered-down talk radio?
Right back.
Listen to WS Radio. WSRadio.ws. The worldwide leader in internet talk.
Welcome back. This is Jacqueline Marcel, the author of Elder Rage, and I'm your host for Coping with Caregiving. Now, we're going to be speaking with Kristen Johnson, who offers caregivers private lessons on journaling as a way through conflicts and healing through family histories and autobiographical writing. Check out our website. It's poemsforyou.com. Welcome, Kristen.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, so tell us, how can people deal with their feelings and frustration, you know, the anger that they have sometimes about caregiving without further damaging the relationships of those that they're caring for?
Well, I think it's important to recognize that your feelings are valid just as the person they're caregiving for, their feelings are valid because they're facing going into that undiscovered country from who's born, no traveler returns, et cetera. But at the same time, they're hanging on to life, and that's a big trauma. And it's also very traumatic for the caregiver to deal with. And it's hard sometimes for you to have a safe place to express those emotions because no matter how many people in your life may say, oh, yeah, I went through that with my father, with my spouse, with da-da-da-da-da, you will also have several people who say, what are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
She looks fine. She's just old, you know. It's hard sometimes, even if you don't live in a supportive community and if you don't have those outlets. I think journaling is a marvelous way to get those frustrations out, because arguing with the caregiver, with the person you're caregiving for, just often it does not work, especially if they're in the advanced stages of dementia.
Or even the beginning stage, like my dad. It was impossible to reason with him sometimes.
Exactly. So you probably found release in writing stuff down.
You know, I'll tell you, I always kept a journal from the time I was 13, 14 years old. I'd always written a journal, but I was really writing when I was going through the caregiving. And, you know, that's why I wrote this book. I mean, I felt like I was going to explode if I didn't purge it out. So I can't say enough about journaling.
Exactly. And another thing that you may have noticed is that it's very good sometimes to have a record of things, odd things your dad said or did, mm-hmm. and things like that, so that you have proof. So that, for example, like the doctors you ran across in your book, so that they believe you. They look at this and they think this really happened, but again, it's hard to get people to believe you, and that's why you have to back up your story, unfortunately.
And, yeah, and another point on that I found was you kind of get used to the next level of nuttiness. And if you have a record of where you've come from, you know, several months before, you kind of you can kind of see the progression of the problems that you're dealing with your loved one. Where if you don't keep track of that, you just kind of get used to that next level of whatever it is. So it's a good way to kind of look back and go, okay, you know, just a couple months ago we were able to go and do this and this and this, and now we can't. It gives you more ammunition when you go talk to the doctors as well.
Absolutely. And another thing that it helps you to do, and I would encourage everyone to do this, is to try to think back on times before the dementia happened, times when, say, your parent, you were having happy times with your parent or grandparent or spouse, and just to remember that they used to be a person, and although they can go through a process of recovery like your father did, they're still not the same person, and it's kind of like they died in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important through that grieving process to remind yourself that they used to be a fully vital, active, and sensible human being who didn't drive you crazy as much.
Yes. You know what I used was flashcards. I wrote down everything good that my dad ever did for me, because when he was being bad, I couldn't remember one thing. So I wrote down all the good things that had happened that he had done for me my whole life, which was many, many, many things. And I wrote down all the bad things that had ever happened to him in his life. And then I tried to get into, you know, well, you know, he's facing mortality directly. He's not seeing as well. He's not hearing as well. His sense of mobility is not so good. He's taken care of mom for 11 years. Now he's got me, the child that he's adored his whole life, coming in and trying to tell him how to do things. And he's mad. And wouldn't I be? And I try to really get into his mind of how horrible life had become for him, until I was able to finally get him to accept the help, and how I did turn it around and gave them the best last 5 years of their life together. So, well, not the best years of their lives, but I mean, you know, made it manageable.
Mm-hmm.
So flashcards works good, don't you think?
I haven't tried flashcards. Mostly I just write on my computer. I do a lot of freeform things, but the flashcards are a good idea, and that's something that I would suggest to anyone. Just keep little notes and reminders way that they used to be.
Yeah, and so how can you know, what if somebody has never written anything? How do you get them to get started?
Well, I think that people have a fear of writing. I think that they think, oh, I'm not a writer, but you have to remember that you're not writing this for publication. I mean, you're not, unless, of course, you want to publish a book, I mean, in which case you would turn to someone like me who could help you get started. But I think everyone has a book in them. But this isn't really about writing. It's not about anything but you connecting with that page and having a safe place to connect. And even if you just jot down a few notes, you'd be amazed. I mean, people talk to themselves all the time. They think out loud. They dream. At the end, it's just like computer overload, and you've just got to get that out. So once you start clearing your mind and stop worrying about what will people think of me if I write this down, then you just start to journal. And there are journaling techniques and workshops that you can take, and that, incidentally, that I can teach people. But there are so many techniques. For example, dialoguing.
How does that work?
Dialoguing is where you can say things you need to say directly to the elder without causing possible personal or even legal consequences. It's basically what you do is you take a piece of paper and you talk to the elder, but you talk to them when you're frustrated, when they're doing something that really bothers you. For example, when your father would go through the endless succession of housekeepers and things like that.
Yes.
And what you're fighting with them is really not over. It's really not the issue of the housekeepers or anything like that, but it's about
control.
Mm-hmm. They have their idea of what's best for them, and to a certain point, they have a point. They live for however many years, and you've got to figure they've done something right, but there are things that you're trying to help them with, and it's all about control. You know, it's not really about the keeping the temperature up to 90 in the house when it's 100 degrees. It's just, and refusing to see that anybody else really needs it to be cool and that kind of thing. It's all about the emotions and the feelings. And
mm-hmm.
So, and it's hard to, it's like hitting them with a 2x4 if you try to rub it in their face that you're frustrated and that they're being irritating to you. So what you do is you start to do a conversation just as you normally would. You can, and in that you can be free.
So you're writing down, and you're writing both parts. You're writing your part, and you write their part.
Exactly, and you can be free to express anything you want to them.
Right.
But the neat thing about this technique is that possibly in the course of doing this, you will find out, you'll learn the reasons behind things. For example, you might make connections of things you've heard from your parents or from your sisters and brothers and everything about what's really going on in their lives. Maybe they have a deep-seated issue that just was not dealt with because many of these people who are in their 80s and 90s, you know, never were encouraged to or never learned to deal with their feelings. And in certain cases, they did what was expected of them, and maybe they have dreams that they always wanted, and now they're at the end of their life, and they're kind of feeling deprived a little bit because they sacrificed a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And so that may come into play. There may be a lot of things that came into play so that we just can't understand because they don't have the ability to communicate that anymore
right. In
many cases. So
get your emotions out in your journaling, and then maybe you'll have a little, you'll be able to take a breather so you can talk to your loved one and get conversation going without being upset.
Exactly. And it also helps to teach you the patience that you need and try to reclaim and rediscover the love that you have for them because it's still there.
Yes.
Otherwise, you wouldn't want to kill them so much.
Yeah, that roller coaster of you love them, you hate them, you want to kill them, you want to save them. You go through all of that, but underneath, you know you really do love them.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, we're out of time already. Oh, thanks for being with us.
You're quite welcome.
Okay, Kristen, her website again is poemsforyou.com. Please check it out. This is Jacqueline Marcel. I'm the author of Elder Rage, and urging you to log on to elderrage.com for more valuable information. I've been your host today for Coping with Caregiving, and I hope you've enjoyed our edutaining program. Please join us here every Saturday, 3 to 5. Tell your friends, and don't forget that you can listen to Coping with Caregiving archives online anytime.
Help us lead the way.
Tell a friend.
We are WS Radio.
WSRadio.ws.
The worldwide leader in Internet talk.
Hey, big guy, you've been ignoring me lately. Remember when we first met? We spent every weekend together. What happened? You used to take such great care of me. Is it my appearance? I realize my paint finish is a bit dull and I don't look pretty as I once did. Listen, all I need is a little TLC. Last time we were out, you parked me next to a real beauty. She sparkled so bright you couldn't keep your eyes off of her. She told me her guy just gave her a coat of PPS paint sealant. It's a no-wax finish, an easy two-step process, starting with a natural paint cleaner, which restores the finish to its original condition. The second step is an acrylic Teflon paint sealant that seals and maintains the deep shine. Low cost, high return. Check out their money guarantee at www.nowaxfinish.com. Let's reunite. Treat me right with PPS. www.nowaxfinish.com.